Coming up next Sunday, December the 4th at 3 p.m., my next guest co-conducts a program called And on Earth Peace. I'll let Emily Edgington Andrews tell you all about it. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Always enjoy talking to you.
I'm happy you can come back and tell us about this unique concert that brings together some of the finest youth performers here in Colombia. And they don't have any instruments. They're just performing with their voices.
Yeah. And in a really great spot for that, Sacred Heart Catholic Church is a beautiful space if you've not been in there. I hope you can join us on Sunday, December 4th at 3 p.m. for our concert, And on Earth Peace. And it does include the auditioned Collegiate Singers University of Missouri Concert Chorale, the men's choir, the women's choir, and the combined voices. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. As well as then, we've got some special guests. We have two of the seven choirs from Columbia Youth Choirs joining us, our fourth and fifth grade ladies, the choristers, and the gentlemen, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, Boys Choir One. And then from Columbia Independent School, a private school in the community, the ladies from grade 7 all the way through 12 will be joining us as well. So a lot of different young voices than with our college singers.
Tell me about the process of coming up with the program and then also how you chose to pair the groups of singers as you have.
When coming up with themes, there are two angles. Sometimes I find a work and then I base an entire concert program around that one piece. Sometimes I find a theme and then I base the concert off of the theme. In this case, it was actually the theme itself. So I felt like it was something really important that we continue to showcase using music as that vehicle to bring people together rather than tear apart. We have enough of that going on. So this past summer, Nathan Fratsky, who is a graduate student at the university, and I sat down and discussed some different scenarios, ways that we could make this concert theme come to life. And one thing that's really unique about this year is this is the first year that we've restructured the concert chorale. Concert chorale traditionally has been one of two audition mixed ensembles at the university. And then there was another women's chorale, as well as then our vocal jazz group, in addition to Choral Union, of course. This year, we've taken the women's chorale and concert chorale. We've combined them. And so now we've essentially created three separate choral ensembles. A men's choir that Nathan Fratsky directs, and their ensemble name, Cantate Tigres, the Singing Tigers. The women's group, and I work with the women, and then the combined choirs together form concert chorale. We meet separately twice a week, and then we meet together once a week. And so we're putting together this program for you on Sunday, December 4th, And on Earth Peace.
So you get your singers together weekly. What are you telling them to do between practice sessions with the group? How do they keep up their chops and prepare for these kind of concerts?
Great, great question. So we have section leaders in our choir and are then required to attend a certain amount of sectionals in order to work out some of those troublesome areas that maybe just affect a certain part. Those section leaders then record attendance. And then the students also do listening outside of choir. They're working independently. They really do use our limited rehearsal time. It isn't very much, really efficiently. And all of the woodshedding stuff we encourage them to do outside of class.
You mentioned earlier that you like the venue. What makes Sacred Heart Catholic Church in downtown Columbia so acoustically appropriate or fine for this sort of performance?
So Sacred Heart Catholic Church is super resonant. And if you've not had the chance to visit the space, please do. It's aesthetically beautiful. It's a historical building. But it is has been designed in such a way that the sound just rings. A couple seconds, actually. And so for choral voices, it's a really nice, supportive sound. And some of the music that we'll be doing will really just come alive in that and speak in a different way that maybe than maybe some of the other venues.
That's the voice of Emily Edgington Andrews. She and Nathan Fratsky will be leading the MU Concert Chorale, the Women's Chorale, Cantates Tigres, and the Columbia Independent School Girls Choir and Columbia Youth Choir Choristers and Boys Choir with And on Earth Peace. The program begins at 3 p.m. this Sunday, December the 4th, at Columbia Sacred Heart Catholic Church. That's at 105 Wall Street in beautiful downtown Columbia. Emily, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having me.